Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Happy day before Easter. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of happy spring. It's really beautiful here this morning. We can see the Sierra Mountains out of our window.
Only and, about 5 miles away.
Yeah, and the moon is setting over the Sierras, and the sun is coming up, of course, over on the other side, so it's kind of tinting the mountains all kind of pale pink. And then with the big silvery moon, it's very beautiful. Awesome. So good morning, everybody, and we're excited to be talking to you this morning. We have several things we want to talk about, actually. One of the big things that I mentioned in the email is we are coming to the end of our first quarter, so January, February, March, our first quarter, and heading into our second one, April, May, June. And, of course, it's really good for us to have our rhythm of the business, our track to run on. So the things that we do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, it's really important to have our goals and action plans so we know how to stay on track and we can track, if we're getting the results we want and if we're not, where to tweak it. Where to change things to improve it so that we do get the results that we want. And one of the things I did mention is for the IRS, for home-based businesses, we have awesome deductions. There's, if we keep good records, we can just there's so many things. Our gasoline to drive our car expenses and attending meetings and maybe CDs that, the CDs that we buy. If we invite people over to our house for an in-home and the food that we buy that we're going to serve them, the products that we use for demos, there's just lots and lots of deductions. You can even deduct part of your, if you use part of your home as your home-based office. But there are several things that the IRS requires, and one is that we are consistent, that we work our business at least 3 to 4 hours a day. They would like to say that we're a hobby, not a business, and so we need to be consistent. We need to have a business plan, and we need to keep IRS compliant records. And so, having a business plan is important if you did happen to get audited. But it's even more important, I think, because if you have a business plan, you're going to be successful. If you follow the plan, and if you review it and see where it's not working, and get work on the skills, mastermind, do things so that you improve in each of those areas, so that you do reach your goals. So let's see. I want to say happy birthday to Gloria. Gloria's birthday was yesterday.
Hey, Gloria! Happy birthday!
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Happy birthday. And we got this awesome email from Valerie Johnson. I don't know if all of you got it. It's like a two-page, it's kind of like her affirmations and thoughts. It's called Thoughts Lesson for Valerie. And I'm going to read a little bit of it to you because our track to run on, one of our most important things to do every day is our mindset and the affirmations we do, the things that we read, these calls that we get on, the things that we do to keep ourselves positive.
The thoughts that we think, right?
The thoughts that we think. And, we've talked about it so many times, it's not a question if we're going to have disappointments, if we're going to fall short on our goals, if people that we invite don't show up, or people that join that say they're going to do awesome things don't. So it's not a question of if we're going to fall down or have disappointments. The question is, how fast do we get back up? How fast do we get back on track? And that all has to do with our mindset. And I'm going to read a little bit of this. The whole thing is awesome, but it's a little too long to read the whole thing. I understand that I am a thought created being. I create my life by the thoughts that I think and the choices I make. Good thoughts lead to good feelings, which lead to good actions, which leads to good results. Bad thoughts lead to bad feelings, which lead to bad actions, which lead to bad results. Attitude is the sum total of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. I have a great attitude. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Like begets like. Your thoughts become your reality. You become what you think about most of the time. You cannot harbor one kind of thought and experience a different kind of existence. The development of unshakable self-confidence, therefore, begins with you taking complete, systematic, and purposeful control of the content of your conscious mind, disciplining yourself to think only of the things consistent with that which you desire. Keep your mind off of the things you fear. Your outer world will be a mirror of your inner world. What happens on the outside is merely a reflection of the inside. Everything you dwell upon becomes part of you. And she said that part is notes from Dave Ramsey. There is a single mental move that you can make that will improve almost any situation you will ever encounter. It is called decision. Decision making brings order to your mind. Indecision sets up internal conflicts, which can, without warning, escalate into all-out mental, emotional wars. By remaining in an indecisive state, we can become despondent and incapable of any type of productive activity or decision making. Self-actualizing individuals, however, are not afraid to make decisions. Decision makers think confidence and success. Their decisions and actions mirror that. In order for change to take place, you have to leave your comfort zone. When you take strong enough action and harness your desire, your paradigms become void in a flurry of action that allows desire to overtake old habits, and you in turn develop an understanding of individualism.
Sounds like the mentor in me,
doesn't it? Yes, he is doing the mentor in me, and you can really hear it in there. But there's so many good thoughts in there. I mean, so our mindset, I mean, that's one of our most important things every day, to be feeding our mind, doing our affirmations, reading things that remind us that it's up to us to take control of our mind, our wily mind. And you know, when we hear the news, when we have these things happen in our life, to hop right back up, maybe call our upline, meditate, pray, read our affirmations, have a plan in place that you are going to pick yourself right back up again, because everything flows from what we think, and so. I thought this was very appropriate, too, about, like, the decision. So, okay, so...
And I'm going to jump in just a little bit. Because we're primarily spiritual beings, and if we think spiritual thoughts, if we remember, we are all children of God. And because of that, we are created perfect at the soul level. And we just have to remember what causes all the problems is... we think we're separate from God. We think we're alone, but we're not. We are one. We are all one, and we are protected, and we are safe. So let's remember, we are always children of God.
And to push our reset button, right?
Push the reset button to say, "Oops, I'm not a frail mortal human, I am a child of God."
Well, and to remember that we create with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So when we catch ourselves having negative emotions, when we catch ourselves thinking about our problems in a negative way that's taking our energy down, is to realize that we need to flip the coin over. Yeah, I mean, we need to look for the solutions. We need to look for that. We need to...
So what do I want?
Yeah, so what do I want? Right, exactly. We got to think about what do I want in a positive manner and move towards it. And so I thought that was especially appropriate as we look at our first quarter what had we set for our goals for the first quarter? What was our action plan? And, you know, how did we do on each of the sections, you know, for adding names to our list, for the people that we invited, number of people we invited to take a look, the number of presentations that we did or had people. I mean, we didn't necessarily have to do the presentation ourselves. It could have been an ABC. It could have been an online presentation, a CD, a video. How many people did we sponsor as customers? How many people did we sponsor as distributors? And when we look at those results, to start asking ourselves questions. So what did I do? What things did I do that worked really good? So do more of that. What things didn't work, and how can I start to turn that around? You know, what mindset? What affirmations could I use? What mindset could I change? What information or training could I get? Skill development could I get? A lot of the times it's time, right? You know, we set these goals. I know I do for myself, and it seems like life gets in the way and they don't get done. So it's that time management, activity management, looking at what are the 20% of our NECAN activities that can get us the 80% of the results we want, and make sure that those 20% of the activities get into our life on a daily basis. You know, the contacting and inviting, you know, adding new names to the list, which lead generation, you know, and so for new people starting out, it's the people that we know. As you're longer in the business, it's groups, church groups, school groups, activities that you like, gardening groups, gym, these business, BNI, where are you going to meet new people? Maybe it's social media, but all that stuff needs to be scheduled into your weekly schedule when you're going to go to those events, when you're going to do the activity, or you know, the weeks will go by and it's not going to happen. So those are all the things to review for the first quarter, and then going now into the second quarter to set those set the goals for ourselves and our daily activity plan.
Again, like William points out and the mentor and me, it's not just to the NECAN part, it's the five pillars of health. So we need to have goals in all those areas.
Well,
to have a complete.
Absolutely, because I think we talked about that last week. Julie Tara had talked about that. We're not going to be able to attract people to us if we're in a low energy state. And so how do we get in a higher energy state? I mean, there's several ways. One is reading the good books, being on the calls, but one is being healthy, right? So it's taking our KVB and eating our J Green Zymes and drinking our our pie water and getting some exercise and sleeping on our sleep system, and I mean taking care of our body, because that has a lot to do with our energy level.
Absolutely.
One of the things to add into our for sure is the 21 Club, and as part of our activities to not only for ourselves, to help ourselves to be talking to new people, and finding both customers and business builders, but also the people that are on our team that we're working with, that we're nurturing to help them reach their goals, is to do the 21 Clubs. And this morning, Gloria has offered to share. She has recently looked at her group and decided to reach out and start a whole lot of 21 Clubs. And she's got some questions that she's asking and a presentation. And anyway, Gloria, are you here? Can you share with us?
I am. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I was actually in one of those down parts of the roller coaster. And what I tend to do is, after I talk to Jack and he gets me breathing again, I say, what can I do? And I heard a call, because that was something I could do. I could listen to something good. And I came in late on the call, so I don't even know the woman to give credit to, but she ended up talking about a 21 club. And it's something just clicked in my head, and I hung up from that, and I decided to, again, here we go with a decision, to reach out to some active team members and say, and even those who are a little bit more quiet, and say, let's do this. Even though it's long distance, I'm putting together some questions to ask your C part of the triangle, and then we'll discuss some solutions. And so I first got to do this in person with a group last Tuesday night. Vicki couldn't be on the call this morning, but Vicki is launching her business. She didn't know what a 21 club was. I brought the forms with me, and she had five friends come over, and we sat around and chatted first, had a bite to eat, and then we gathered in her living room, and I put products on everyone. They didn't know why. One of them did because she had known a little bit from Vicki and talked about a spot on her back that was knotted up. And I had offered the seat, the Kenko seat, to whoever had the most tired back, and they jokingly tried to trample each other to get to it because they're all expressing the same tiredness. These are all busy professional women, lawyers and realtors and IT people and moms, and so they're juggling it all. And so as I started, I said that I had some questions for them. And my reasoning behind this in my mind, and as I explained it to Vicki before, was that, yes, I want them to be customers. Yes, I want them to refer to us. But more importantly, I wanted them to not feel a sales presentation coming at them. I wanted them to already be thinking of someone else. And so that was the gist of the questions. And so here's a few of them. There were actually 10 altogether, and I thought of one more this morning. I said, have you ever seen a commercial or read a print ad for a medication? And, of course, their heads were all nodding. I said, when you hear the list of side effects, did it give you pause to think that maybe the ailment, untreated, is better than the list? And, of course, they all laughed, and they started mentioning some medications. And the next question was, have you heard anyone expressing concerns about contaminated water sources? Does a friend of yours spend part of their paycheck on bottled water because they don't trust tap water, and now they have concerns about the environmental impact of making and disposing of these plastic bottles? And the question I thought of this morning was, do you know anyone who has had to have given up an activity or a hobby that they love, like gardening or knitting or golfing or playing an instrument? And we all know in Nican there's a variety of reasons, whether it's their hand or their breathing or their back or their energy, of why this might have occurred. And so that's what I did. I ran briefly through these questions, and then I said, if I told you there was a company with solutions for these concerns, would you be interested in learning more? And they all said yes out loud. And wow. And the next moment, I turned to Vicki. She had hooked up her computer, or her husband actually had, to her big screen TV on the wall, and we played the 2-minute video, A Life in Balance. It is in the Nican Library. And it is just beautiful imaging of our solutions, whether they realized they were seeing them at that moment or not. And so the next thing was, now maybe 10 minutes had passed total, and I started going around the room to see if anybody had an experience with the product yet. How did that one foot feel with an insole? How did your back feel on the seat cushion? And so the first woman was on the Kenko seat, and she said, not really feeling anything, but because of my experience, I knew the look in her face said differently. She was questioning it. It was more relaxed. and she was thinking. And later on, towards the end of the evening, she said, I didn't even know what to tell you. She said, I've had 4 back surgeries, and I could feel things getting better. And another person said, that thing you gave me to put on my back, which was a MagFlex, I had to put it under her bra strap because that's the knotted area she had in that inconvenient spot. She said, it's gone. And that made the other women, of course, just whip their head around at her. And now they're wondering what's going on with the blanket on their lap or the insole under their shoe. And so that's kind of the way it went. And I said, now I'd like to do a couple little demos. And so I did a strength test on one person with the insoles. And I said, there is always a skeptic in the room. Not to pick on men, because these were all women. I said, but not to pick on men, but it's usually the man against the wall with his arms folded across his chest. And they were all laughing because I was kind of identifying their spouses. And I said, this is what I do for skeptics. And so I took up another volunteer, the one not with the back surgery, but another woman with a back that she said was always tight. And I did the mag boy in the air behind her so they could all see. And she did the flex where she turned her torso and it was tight. And then maybe a minute of spinning it behind her in the air, and then it was much more loosened up. And I said, that's just to show you that it's the energy. And all the products work like that because the body recognizes something natural that it's not having to fight against to get back in balance, but to use it to get back in balance. And so all of them signed her 21 form, which I had laying on the table, because then they got up and they went to the table. They wanted to put a little hand cream on the back of their hand, or the day cream on the back of their hand. They wanted to try the nutritionals, but it was 8 o'clock at night, so we suggested that they don't sip a protein shake or a 10-4 and then be angry at us because they're awake at 1 o'clock in the morning. So we held off on that. We did give them samples of CM cream. We gave them the order form so that they could put their wish list on there, and they were looking up prices. I have taken the PDF of the catalog and asked a local printer to make me a couple of copies. It wasn't cheap. It cost me $13 a copy, but they are in a plastic sheath. They are bound, and people know they're not taking this away. And so they were flipping through and putting prices on the sheet. So they had their wish list with them. And so now when we follow up with them on Monday, they all plan on registering as customers. One has already sent a referral to Vicki for someone out of state who has back issues. And on it'll go. So we've got a few days left. The lowest goal that I'm aiming for Vicki is to go senior the right way with customers. And be recognized as such in Orlando.
Now, when you say you have a few days left, you're not counting.
Not for the 21 Club. I'm talking about the end of the month.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
No. We'll be continuing in April with the 21 Club.
Wow, that's fabulous. Well,
yeah, that's exciting. I love your questions.
My biggest smile was getting the email the next morning from Vicki. She had just taken a hike with one of these women, and that's how she got the referral. And she said, thank you for last night. It was fun for me and my friends.
Awesome.
I was happy.
That's a win.
That's a big win. And fun, and then they'll share, and because it's comfortable, it's fun, they you know, they got a benefit out of it. You had samples. Does anybody, who has a question for Gloria?
Or a comment? You can raise your hand with 5-star. Please.
This is Patricia.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I have been doing is having a copy of the retail price list and then yellow highlighters, and then anything that anybody's interested in or speaks about, I highlight it. And so since the catalogs have a that kind of price tag at the moment, are you handing
great idea
out, are you handing out the retail priceless.
No, but that's a great idea.
Okay.
Just flat out highlight their wish list.
Then it's right there, because it's like the car seat is called a Kinko.
Yeah.
And people don't know the names of our products, like a MagFlex, that, you know, the the thing you put on your back.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. To have the full name in front of them is perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Also, yeah, go ahead.
Pam.
Yes, Pam.
Okay. I think everybody had gotten it, or a lot of people had. You might want to send it out again, because Tina Davidson did a great, I think it was Tina or Julie, they did a one-page retail pricing for customers, and, you know, put most all the things are on there. You need to put your contact information on there, though, but that would be another thing, you know, to hand out to people. They can actually take it home, so when they're looking around the website, and unless they're in shop now, they can see the prices, but if they're reading information and all, they could look down, and I like what Patricia said about having the highlighter, they can highlight the things that spark their attention.
Awesome.
Yeah, great, great comment. And Gloria, did you, I know you updated that questionnaire, like that little form that you can give people about, you know, what would they like more info on, or what do they have that hurts, what would they like to feel better, and enroll them as customers. Did you do that?
I had just Nikan's customer order form.
Okay.
And so their information is at the top. Vicky's ID number is at the top, so they make sure they're in the right spot. And then what else did I have? Oh, then I just filled in their wish list on it. I mean,
okay.
I did this again the other day. I stopped in with my taxes. You were talking about taxes. My goodness, thank goodness for these write-offs. And my CPA comes running out, and she says, oh, I hurt my elbow playing tennis. You know, what do you got? So I pull out my purse, and I had a pack of little minis, and so one went on a hot spot on her elbow. And I said, when I bring back the signed forms tomorrow, I'll bring you something else. And so I brought her a wrap, and she was sitting there having lunch when I brought it back, and she said, she goes, what are you doing, loaning all this stuff again? She says, I just did your taxes. You gotta be selling more of this stuff. And we started laughing, and I said, well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So I handed her the order form with everything on it that she's ever mentioned and all of the prices. And she just kept saying, that's all that is? That's all that is? Again, people assume it's more if you don't tell them. And so she said, all right, let me get some more work done this weekend, and she said, I'll place my order. So, yeah, I have no problem anymore. These are my recommends, or these are what you said you wanted, and handing it to them on the order form.
Wow, I love that. Yes, now they have something tangible to take home with them. I mean, they're all ready. They're all set up so that they can place their order.
The other thing I think is important for customers is to make sure they're crystal clear about how to get into the website. You know, they use their ID number if they have that, and their password, and go into MyNeCan so that they go right, and then where to look for the shop, and, you know, that kind of thing. So they don't get crossed up and go to NeCan.com and forget how to get connected back to you and order under somebody else. So just make sure that we're clear on that, because I think people are losing some sales.
And that's why we're following up to get them registered too, and we'll place the order right then and there, and then they'll have the email
perfect
from NeCan, yeah, with their ID number. But you're right, NeCan.com is not the place to let them wander to.
That's right. And I really like, I mean, they're going home, they have a sheet of paper, where to order, how to order, what they're thinking about getting, your contact information. I mean, they've got everything. One thing is you can even register them right there at the, at your in-home if you'd like to. And then they've got their ID and password all ready to go too.
If you're, sometimes people just casually say, you know, we'll go to my website and order it. And it's still not crystal clear enough, and there's some traps along the side. So you have to be careful about that.
All right. Do we have any more questions, comments right down here at the end of our call? But who has a comment or a question?
Well, I'm going to add that I know, and maybe everybody else does too, but Nikin has still assured me that soon we'll be able to put customers in from the app on our phone. So that'll be great to have iPads and phones sitting there to enter customers when we're doing in-home.
That would be fantastic. So they say that's coming, huh? Okay. Coming soon.
Hopefully.
I love it. Oh, one more comment. Okay, so making your plans. So the workshop, this is our Saturday workshop call, is to review your first quarter, and you know, in a positive sense. Just like we said, don't get down on yourself. Use it as information to perfect our performance, right? To see where we want to change things. And have your written plan for this quarter coming up, for the second quarter, and we talked about it last week. Nikin has the How to Launch Your Nikin Business, and I sent out the link last Saturday with the call info, and it will be on again this morning. Nikin has it every Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, the Nikin plan, and there's the good, better, best. So you can look at that to get an idea of your track to run on, you know, number of people to contact and to sponsor, to enroll as customers, to reach your goals, and to help the people on your team. So the good one's very, very gradual, very easy. The better one in the middle, kind of the medium, is probably, you know, it could be a good one to go for. The best is like really, really fast, and you'd be gold by the end of this next quarter. So someplace in there's got to be kind of a model for everybody. Oh, I see. Ed Willie, you have your hand up. What would you like to say?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Yes, can you hear me? Oh, great.
Yes.
I just enjoyed this so much. This is Holy Saturday for me, and I tried to not listen to you guys, but I'm so glad I did. This has just been great, and it was so on time to be able to figure out where you were for the last 3 months and where you're going and making that straight-up plan. It just was a great idea to do that on today. I thank you all so much for that. And Gloria, those questions that you had, that you said beforehand, was just fantastic. I would like to go a step further and have those, because as I contemplate a 21 Club, I think the way you went was so perfect. I could feel it all, and I'm glad it was a good time for everyone, because that's what it sounded like to me. I just wanted to give that input and hope I can get that from you.
Yeah, thank you. Jack has them, and he can send them out.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
Great.
We will forward them out to all of you. And I like that new question that you came up with, Gloria, too. And I don't so let's put that one on there, too, and we'll get it out to everybody. One other place you might want to look at in setting your goals for this quarter is in Rick Murphy, the Nikin plan, so you get it off pathfinders.biz under tools on the page, the power of numbers and duplication. So you can look on there and kind of see the team that you're building and the type of income that you'd like to be earning and the structure that you're building, so that you kind of make yourself a little visual of what you're building and filling in, where you'd like to reach by the, you know, in the second quarter. So everybody make their, you know, review your first quarter, make your goals and plan for the second quarter. And, you know, we just appreciate all of you so much being on this call, because together, you know, it really does. It's we support each other. We mastermind together. And we can just remember, all of us, everybody on the call, you can reach your goal. You can do it. Step by inch by inch is a cinch. So, and it is happiest holy day. It's a blessed Easter season. And so all of you guys, I really appreciate that you were on the call this morning. And have a very blessed Easter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
to everybody. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter.